This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever's on your minds. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you can call us via the on-air Discord call-in line. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get in our Discord chat there with other Free Talk Live listeners. And then there's a special call-in room that you can join if you want to get on the air with us. So you can do that. Again, discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
We're going to hopefully get away from the school shooting here tonight, although if you want to call about it, you're certainly still welcome to do so. It's just been so dominating in the news, and we've got stuff out of Venezuela today.
Yeah.
In fact, Daryl, you've got an unusual something to share. Normally it's news that we're sharing out of Venezuela.
Right.
But you've got an Ask Me Anything by a smuggler?
Yeah, so I stumbled across this subreddit called...
Someone claiming to be a smuggler.
Casual AMA, and anybody can do an AMA on there. And I actually found it because... there is a story somewhere about a three-year-old that didn't ask me anything, to where the dad would ask the three-year-old questions and then type out the answers. And I came across this thing, headline, I smuggled toilet paper, diapers, soap, toothpaste, and condoms into Venezuela. Ask me anything. And then the person here, you know...
Just stop for a moment.
Yep.
For listeners maybe just tuning in... And hearing someone talking about smuggling toilet paper, diapers, toothpaste, and what else can you go down there?
Listen? Condoms.
Condoms.
I got stopped at diapers.
Yeah. And so just, you know, when you think about smuggling things, normally you think like drug running, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we're talking about basic, you know, necessities of life,
yep,
that are
right,
being smuggled into Venezuela.
Right. So this is the headline, and then the way Reddit works, you make the headline and then a short description about whatever the thing is.
Right.
And so
it's just pointing out that that's how bad things are in Venezuela.
Yep, this is all the stuff down that one aisle of the convenience store that you never go down. You wouldn't pay those kind of prices.
So the poster here says, due to the recent and ongoing crisis in Venezuela, products like these are virtually non-existent there for people who aren't rich or affiliated, right, with the government. I'm not a philanthropist, just a guy who tried to make some money. I wasn't price gouging.
Wait, he stopped? He's not currently?
Correct.
Okay, he's writing this in the past.
He did this twice.
Oh, wow.
Okay. One time he actually went from, he is in Trinidad. I found this out because I sent him a message saying, hey, I host a nationally syndicated radio show. We've covered the Venezuela thing. Would love to hear from somebody.
Trinidad is the small island nation just to the north, basically, of Venezuela.
Just across a little bay or, yeah, you know, channel, inlet, whatever. So one time he actually took a boat. He says a 25-foot fishing boat at some point in here from Trinidad into Venezuela, and then the other time he just met someone in the middle of the bay between Trinidad and Venezuela and then offloaded the products there.
That's a little safer.
Not necessarily.
Okay. All right.
Because he mentions pirates and some version of, and I don't have it directly in front of me, but some version of something akin to like a Venezuelan Coast Guard, to where, yep, he said that, you know, you're actually better off dealing with the pirates. although there is a question about, you know, what would happen if you got caught. And he says, well, not much good I can say since I don't speak Spanish, and honestly, no explanation would work. The only thing that works is bribery.
Yep.
And at some point, again, this is a fairly lengthy Ask Me Anything thread. He mentions that really the only way to bribe them is to just give them all of the product that you have and whatever money you have and hope that they let you go. Because they'll wind up being able to sell it on the black market.
Sure.
Which is what's going to happen anyway.
They got wives who needs diapers too.
Right.
They said this wasn't philanthropic. And that he did it to make money, right?
Yeah, this is making money.
He wasn't like price gouging.
Yeah, but he gave it away to the cops?
No.
He said if he was caught.
He never got...
That was the plan. Okay.
No, the question was, what would happen if you were stopped by the cops?
Okay.
Which is generally what, you know, they say happens in South American, Central American countries, is you can pay off cops.
Right. So I've sorted these as the what are considered the top comments. And top comment is, I'm trying to imagine the cover story when you go to buy all of these items. What do you say? I'm going to a party? So that's actually...
No, he's not buying them in Venezuela. He's buying them somewhere else.
Right. He bought them somewhere else. And, you know, cashiers a lot of times, hey, why are you buying every Coca-Cola carton that we have? He says, actually, I just went to a wholesaler and placed an order. They didn't even bat an eyebrow.
Well, yeah, nobody cares. I mean, you're buying diapers. It's not like you're going to get a bale of marijuana or something like that.
He's buying a bunch of diapers. Generally, at least in America, why are you buying so many diapers?
Yeah, but if you're doing it, there's a whole variety of reasons.
They don't care.
Now, I wouldn't. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Really, that's just small talk. I mean, that's all that is.
Right.
If you were at a cashier and she just wanted to make small talk, that's all that would happen there. At a wholesaler, it's your business.
Right. You know? And, of course, you know, the author or the poster that asked that question didn't know he went to a wholesaler until the guy said. And then the same person said you weren't price gouging, but you needed to make a profit to justify doing it and the risk you're taking. How much did you actually make? Will you do it again, or was it not worth it? He says, the two times I did it, I made a 200% profit, which I think he means he doubled his money. And it still wasn't worth it. I don't think.
It could be. It could be
tripled his money.
Yeah, it could be more than double, depending on what he meant by that. But yeah, he at least doubled his money. We'll say that.
Right. Honestly, it still wasn't worth it. I don't see myself doing it again. The risk is just too great. Between the Guardia Nacional, the National Guard, and the pirates, you stand a fair chance of being arrested, robbed, or killed.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, what would happen if you got caught? Would you go to prison? He said, yes, I'd go to prison. You don't want to be in a Venezuelan prison.
Hell no.
The items themselves.
I don't know which is worse, Venezuelan prison or the Filipino prisons.
Neither one sound very nice to me.
The items themselves aren't illegal, but entering the country is.
With them or entering the country?
He just says entering the country.
Interesting.
The shortage of goods is tied directly to the economic policy. It's way too much to explain here, but you can find info online. And, again, we've covered this.
Because I guess it's illegal in two ways to enter the country. One, it's illegal to enter without permission, obviously. And then number two, it's probably illegal to enter with items that you intend to not sell on the legal market and you haven't paid whatever tariffs, you know, or whatever kind of taxes that the government of Venezuela has placed on imports. You probably would be charged with more than one thing.
Right.
The government of Venezuela puts taxes on people bringing in important things.
I'm guessing they do.
Yeah, but they do.
If they're a government, they probably do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, instead of people just being able to bring in stuff that would make their citizens' lives better, let's make sure that that's as difficult as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
And that isn't just Venezuela. That's like every government everywhere.
Yep.
There's very few exceptions.
And I got it backwards. He said you're better off being caught by the police than the pirates, where I thought he said the other way. He said you can simply bribe them. The week after I made my last run, someone else who was doing it got caught by pirates. Their boat was found drifting. Nobody knows if they're dead, alive, or in Venezuela. The families have never been contacted. And somebody says, wait, you can bribe the cops with toilet paper?
Sure can.
He says, they'd take all of it, but I'd likely be free to go. No use arresting someone they can profit from again.
Later.
So basically,
that's
all right,
point.
We'll let you go as long as you do it again. Kind of like how...
Well, they won't say that.
but the cops here in the U.S.,
they know
if you get caught with some pot, they're not necessarily going to say if it's an intent to distribute thing, hey, we'll let you go, just make sure we catch you again. They'll just wind up making you a confidential informant, which is the same thing as saying, we'll let you go, just help us, you know, make profit again.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. You join us here. Share your thoughts on smuggling diapers.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Skype username here is lrn.fm. You can reach out to us there and talk about anything that's on your mind. We are discussing smuggling into Venezuela, not drugs, although I'm sure somebody's still doing that, but diapers and toothpaste.
Toilet paper and soap and condoms.
Right. So these are the things that are in demand because the government has basically just destroyed the economy there through their currency controls and manipulations and inflations and all of that, and have essentially made it impossible for legitimate business people to bring in pallets full of diapers. So now you've got guys who are risking basically prison to bring in as many diapers as they can fit in the, you know, inside walls of their ship or something like that.
25-foot fishing boat in this case,
yeah.
Which isn't... You know,
big.
It isn't a small fishing. It's not like a little John boat or anything like that,
yeah.
But it isn't a big one.
Right. And so, you know, like he said, he did it twice, and he's not really going to go back and do it again because even though he doubled his money, it still really wasn't worth the risk.
Right.
I mean, because generally, you know, when you look at drug smuggling, there's a very high profit involved for the people who are smuggling that. And you're getting more per kilogram, right, for drugs than you are for a batch of diapers.
Right, because so. The CIA pays well.
How many grocery carts full of stuff can you put a 25-foot John boat? The percentage that you get on your money doesn't matter mm-hmm. if your money was $3, right?
Yeah.
Wow,
right.
I got $9. I got $6. Bucks. I tripled my money. Screw
right.
that. I mean, now, obviously, we're
talking
about...
You're probably making more like a, you know, maybe a couple hundred if you're lucky, but...
I would say you're probably making a grand or
so?
More.
Does he give any of the numbers in there, Daryl, about what he actually made on delivery?
Yeah, so somebody says, how much for a set of condoms? A box of 36?
Mm-hmm.
He sold for $45.
So more than a dollar a condom, then.
Yeah, and that's a good bit higher than what the going rate is on condoms.
In the United States.
In the U.S.
Yeah. So, and again, this is Venezuela, where the average person probably doesn't have that kind of money to spend
Correct.
On condoms, especially when they're hungry, you know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and so you can join us. Liberty.menu. Now, I don't know if there's any locations in Venezuela on Liberty.menu, but it is an international website where you can actually go, and if you've got a business and you're a libertarian, if you're somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really need to have your business listed over at liberty.menu. Not just businesses, though. It's a libertarian business listing, but also liberty-oriented events, digital content, and more. You can rate and you can review. There's a social networking aspect to it as well if you want to use that over at liberty.menu. You get points for everything that you put up there on the site. Very, very cool system. It works well. It looks good. It's easy to use. And you get exposure for free. You can pay if you want to get some upgrades, but you get free exposure for your business to people who care about freedom. And conversely, if you are a person who cares about freedom that wants to give your business to, or at least look at other options out there for who you can do business with that is also of your similar mindset, this is the site to go to. And right now, they could use more of business listings. So please
yes.
get on over there and go to liberty.menu and fill in your information. And you can also add other businesses that maybe haven't gotten to it yet, maybe friends of yours that just they're too busy to get in there. You can do that, and then later on they can take over the listings. So check it out at liberty.menu.
So what kind of job do you expect a toilet paper and diaper smuggler to wind up having?
Meaning what he does full-time because he
right.
only did
somebody,
this a couple
somebody
of times.
Somebody ask him, what do you normally do for a living?
Programmer.
You would be partially correct. He worked in IT for 8 years and recently quit his job to become a full-time photographer.
Okay. All right.
Somebody then asked, was the tripping out and back in one night or did it take longer? He says, we left after dark both times. One trip
okay,
was about
yeah,
3 hours. The other
dark.
Was a little longer. Than that, and someone says, Venezuelan here, did the military ask you for cash? That's not a bribe, that's just soda pop money. He says, luckily, I didn't encounter that. I suppose
yeah.
there might be some in Kapoor, and then they start chatting back and forth. The question that I asked was, I said, I know the bolivar is practically worthless. What were people paying with? Says, I was paid in USD. There's a huge black market for that here.
Right.
And if you go what was the value? 300 and something?
We'll have to get an update. Last time I looked, it was close to 250,000 bolivars to one U.S. dollar.
Hey,
it is now 214,000, so you get a little more for your...
You remember the Bolivar interview we did at Enercapulco with the monkey coin guys?
The exchange from Venezuela, the cryptocurrency exchange in Venezuela.
We interviewed them very early on in our visit, and I don't think, like, I got the impression through the interview that these guys might be a little more friendly towards the...
They seem somewhat friendly towards the regime.
The regime. Yeah. And then by the end of it...
They're probably licensed by the regime.
They're, like, all running around going, Venezuela! You know, like, they're all really, really excited about the fact that they live in an S-hole country, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this place is a real mess. And these dudes are literally blaming the website. What was it? Dollar Today. They're blaming Dollar Today for inflation.
Yeah, I was really surprised when
the guy that doesn't live there, he says, "Oh, I can't live in Venezuela. Right. I've got a family." I presume that means they'd eat his child or something. I don't know what's going on.
It means you don't want your kid to starve,
right? Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what it means, but he
for sure it means that.
This brainwashed Nimrod was so on board with whatever Maduro's saying that he's like, "Oh yeah, Dollar Today, a website that." I mean, you know, not one of the more visited websites on the internet, I can assure you, is somehow...
Well, we laugh about it because we understand what inflation is, and it was disappointing. You're referring to an interview that we did. This wasn't what he was saying later. This is what he said during our interview.
Yeah.
But during the interview, you know, we're at an anarchist conference, and I guess you just kind of presume that pretty much everybody around is a voluntarist or an anarchist or something like that. And this guy seemed to be, you know... If he's really that economically ignorant, it's a surprise that he's that deep into cryptocurrency, but I guess you don't necessarily have to understand economics to, you know, run an exchange, I guess. In that case, maybe he's also saying certain things because he is running an exchange based in Venezuela, and so therefore feels like he needs to toe the Venezuelan official government line. Yeah. You know, if you're licensed by...
Getting on the air with us is his worst choice that he made in the whole event,
I can tell you that.
I hope it didn't ruin their chances.
So the guy says, you know, he was paid in U.S. dollars, huge black market. He says the items I sold will probably be resold for about six times as much as they paid.
Wow.
Eventually it could end up being traded.
$6 condoms, $7 condoms.
Could end up being traded for more USD or bartered for drugs and ammunition. And then somebody asks, how many people are using crypto, Bitcoin, others? And then somebody else jumps in and says, we do use crypto, but we usually don't pay smugglers with it. Mm. And then somebody mentions
you'd want to pay
the Petro.
Yeah, why would you? We'll get into the Petro here in a moment.
Yeah.
Why would you want to? Again, it's Gresham's Law, right? If you've got crypto and you're in Venezuela and the smuggler will take dollars or the smuggler will take Bolivar, then you pay with the government money.
Yeah.
Unless you're crazy. There's more coming up here in moments. Or desperate. 855 450 free like freedom. And there are definitely plenty of desperate people in Venezuela. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purifier. Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866 1-800-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And if you want to learn about Bitcoin, you really ought to go to bitcoin.com to get the basics about the very first ever cryptocurrency, the decentralized currency that has just taken the world by storm. Over $10,000 right now per Bitcoin is the current value. So it's bounced back from its low this year so far of around $5,000. Its ultimate high earlier this year was around, 19,000? Maybe it was the very end of 2017. So it's doing better, and we think that hopefully it'll go up over time, as it has tended to do over the last 9 years that it's been around. But learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com before you get involved in buying some of it, because it's good to understand at least something about Bitcoin before you purchase some of it. Go to Bitcoin.com, and you can learn about it there. If you're old school Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that easily over at news.bitcoin.com. They've got them every single day there. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you've been sharing with us interesting stories from a man who has been smuggling into Venezuela from Trinidad. Which
from
is where
Trinidad, yes.
And told some interesting stories about how, you know, luckily he didn't get caught, but the things he's smuggling in aren't drugs. They're diapers and toothpaste and other sort of life necessities like that.
You better be floss, too.
Maybe. You know, you got to prioritize, though, Mark. If you've only got enough money to buy a few things in life, is floss the most important thing, or is, you know, food for your baby or something like that more important? These are decisions likely that people in Venezuela have to make that you and I don't have to make, thank goodness. We can pretty much afford to go out and get things. Most people in the United States can afford to go out and get the basics of life. Even the most poor people in the U.S. have things like cell phones and color television sets, probably more than one of them. But in Venezuela, you can't even find antibiotics if your child gets sick. So you really have to prioritize.
And there's somebody in this Reddit thread that says, I'm Venezuelan. I can answer why these items are not available.
Yeah, okay.
The items used to be produced here in factories like everywhere else. But in order to make them, you need raw materials. We produced some, imported some, but with the currency exchange control, it became difficult to import them. And the government started expropriating all the raw material companies and made them inefficient, eventually leading to bankruptcy. So we weren't able to produce them anymore. We could import them, but yet again, because of the currency exchange control, you can legally only buy dollars from the government, and they stopped selling them a long time ago. The only way to import something is to get dollars in the black market,
right.
But that's illegal, so a company like Colgate won't do it.
I'm glad that they explained, because I was going to stop and explain, like, this is why. The government has, they mentioned the controls, the government has set the exchange rate at 10 bolivar to 1 U.S. dollar. But we just read to you earlier what the actual black market exchange rate is, which is over 200,000 bolivars to the U.S. dollar. And so somebody who's got a pallet full of Colgate toothpaste to sell you, some wholesaler, is not going to do it for bolivar. They
right.
want to get dollars, but you can't get the dollars, as you just pointed out, through legitimate means inside Venezuela, which means that you basically can't buy from this company because, again, they're not going to take your bolivar because by the time they, you know, get their boat pulled away from the shore, the bolivar is going to have dropped in value, and it's just not worth it. They'd have to probably fill an entire cargo hold with the amount of bolivar that they would need to make the delivery.
Right.
You know, we're talking about a lot of money for one U.S. dollar here, a lot of physical pieces of paper in that case.
Right. And then going back over to the question that I asked about how was he getting paid, because, you know, I know that the bolivar is worthless, and I think a lot of our listeners do as well,
right.
if they've been listening for a while. Again, he says he was paid in U.S. dollars, and then somebody asked, what about cryptocurrency, BTC or others? And then somebody, presumably in Venezuela, responds, we do use crypto, but we don't pay smugglers with it. Then there's a comment that I find interesting, to where the comment itself is gone, but all of the responses to that comment are still there. But somebody quoted what I believe to be the bulk of the comment, where the person says there's a crypto called Petro that's oil-based that many use for daily transactions. Somebody says, no, we don't. Next person responds, says, nobody uses that. Nobody should. It's a scam by our government desperately trying to get money. We have a law here that basically says it's illegal for the Petro to even exist, but they just don't care, and they took it anyway. Also, look at this article. The Petro hasn't raised a dime.
Yeah, we want to get into that and talk about the Petro. This is the Venezuelan supposed cryptocurrency that, Daryl, you've predicted, and it sounds like you agree with this guy. And you were saying it before I heard about this guy, who sounds like he's actually in Venezuela, saying this whole thing's a scam from top to bottom. It's basically a money grab on the part of the government. And you had predicted, so the proposal for this this Petro, this first-ever supposed state-issued cryptocurrency, if it were to actually come out.
Originally, the white paper said it was going to be an Ethereum token, and then at the last minute they changed it to say, no, it's going to be a token on the NEM network.
Which are two competing cryptocurrencies, Ethereum being the number two crypto in the world, but ranked by market cap. NEM's in the top 10. I'm not sure where it is at the moment. So they made a last-minute change to where they were going to be running this Petro token, and then they put it out there supposedly to make it so people could buy into this Petro token, and this guy said, saying nobody has. And further, the reason, one of the reasons why, because there are people out there who want to do this, right? They're for the collectible value of this thing. I wouldn't recommend it because it's just giving money to an evil government that's going to oppress and kill people with.
It's not actually giving money to anybody because nobody can actually buy the Petro.
Right. That was what I was going to point out. You can't even do this because of bugs on the website.
There's an article from the Caracas Chronicles. Written by Alejandro Machado. He says, I've been watching with concern how the Venezuelan government says something bold and the media rushes to print it. A prime example, this Tuesday, and this is dated last week.
When they launched it. They launched it on the 20th.
This Tuesday's extremely confusing Petro launch. The media says the Petro was launched. But was it really? Article written on the 22nd. He says, as of today, the official website allows you to register if you are patient enough to endure a myriad of errors, you'll eventually get a confirmation email hours later, which you'll have to click before it times out, and only then you can tell the government how much you're willing to donate to their cause of ruining Venezuela. And when you click the button to buy, nothing happens. And then he links over to somebody doing a screen share or, you know, screen capture a video of them trying to buy Petro, and errors just keep popping up.
Right. And this has been a week now, by the way, that this has been out. And as they point out, the media, as soon as some politician like Nicolas Maduro, the president there,
we've raised $730 quadrillion dollars.
You know, all these guys have to do is put on a suit and stand in front of a podium, and then the media is just going to parrot whatever it is that they say. Nobody, except for like Wired Magazine or whoever it is that, you know, did this, is going to actually take the time. No, very few media so-called journalists will actually check the claim of, oh, yeah, so the Petro's available. Well, let's go try and get some of it.
You can register with a fake name, fake passport number, and say you're going to buy a gazillion Petro. That is what was launched. There's no way to actually buy the thing or to set up a wallet for the Petro.
I will say that an interview of a important person is news. So from a journalistic standpoint, if Maduro stands
up and says...
the Petro is live, then that in and of itself is news, and you don't actually have to test it. Although it's a better news story if you say, this bloviating moron with a terrible mustache got up and said this.
He actually
said, he's ruined the economy of his, once second world nation.
Here's a hilarious quote. This is almost as good as the quote where Trump said he would rush in to take on the shooters, the active shooters with no weapon. Nicolas Maduro also said, quote, today a cryptocurrency is being born that can take on Superman.
What the hell's that mean?
It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free here to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've got Discord. You can go over there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. It is completely free to do that. There are text chat rooms. There are voice chat rooms. Now, most of the time during the show, people are in the text chat room called Free Talk Live, but there are several other chats in which you can also find people talking about different things like cryptocurrency, video games, and other things. So go and check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. And then, there are the voice channels. Sometimes after the show's over, sometimes as many as 7 or 8 people I've seen going into a voice chat channel and they just... Our listeners like to talk to each other, which is cool. So check it out, discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we're talking about Venezuela, which is, to me, just an absolutely fascinating place. It's a horribly fascinating place, like in the same way that a train wreck is fascinating. You can't look away from it, but you know that anybody involved in it was absolutely, you know...
Just terrible, yeah.
Yeah, terrified. Yeah. It's horrifying, possibly dead, injured, and, life-ruining. So that's what's happening in Venezuela, is where people are actually really hungry. We read recently that people have lost an average of, like, 24 pounds, basically, in the last year in Venezuela. Prior to that, it was, like, 17 pounds the year prior to that. So there's really not much left to lose on the bodies of many Venezuelans at this point, and that led us, we were talking about smuggling earlier in the hour. Somebody at a Reddit AMA, which stands for Ask Me Anything,
yes,
who had been smuggling things into Venezuela, basic items like diapers and toothpaste and
toilet paper.
Toilet paper, which is in high demand there because the government has absolutely ruined the economy through their currency controls and through their manipulation of the money supply. I mean, it's just one plus one in this case has equaled zero. These two different manipulations by the government has absolutely destroyed things. Because a lot of times the governments of the world can get away with some amount of currency manipulation, right? They can, for instance, print money out, but they don't print it out at too rapidly a clip, and they can kind of get away with it for a while. But they've combined two of the worst policies together that has just absolutely ravaged the economy and prevented anybody who wants to even just do the basic business of importing basic products like diapers into the country or toilet paper. They have completely made it unable to do that, made those companies... It's impossible for them to do it because they just can't get the dollars legally inside the country to be able to pay an importer, a vendor of product, a wholesaler, to bring in pallets full of life's necessities. So right. As a result, if you want to get diapers or condoms or some other basic, you've got to go to the black market and you've got to pay top dollar to the people who are willing to risk arrest and possible imprisonment for bringing it across the border for you.
Possibly their life if they wind up being caught by pirates.
Yep, absolutely. So, very scary stuff, which led into a discussion about the Petro.
Right, because...
is going to save everybody, according to Venezuela's government.
Right, and the way this came up is there was question about the currency itself, and, how did you get paid? And somebody mentioned in this thread, I heard about this thing called the Petro that people are using.
Yeah,
and several people said, no, we're not. It's not even actually a thing, and it probably never will be a thing.
Right,
and
you can't even get the token. Now, so what the Venezuelan government was saying they were going to do was they were going to launch a token sale. So
yes.
Sort of like an ICO, as they've called it, which stands for Initial Currency Offering, which we've seen a bunch of these things happening. They're kind of like crowdsourced Kickstarters, basically,
right.
Without the centralization. It's totally decentralized.
It's like an initial the IPO for stock, except you don't have to be some kind of bigwig to be able to buy into it.
You can be a teenager with some cryptocurrency and invest in these things.
So this kind of allows, in the case of Venezuela and some other governments, Venezuela might have been among the first, but there are other governments. That are having their own state crypto.
Who else is doing this? Because I've only heard of Venezuela.
I think the Marshall Islands are doing it.
Okay.
I had heard talk several years ago, and there was actually legislation passed in Ecuador for Ecuador to have a national crypto.
Really?
But nothing ever happened. There's been talk about a crypto ruble.
Yeah, I heard the crypto ruble was scuttled recently. Anyway,
3 hours ago, Marshall Islands plans to launch national cryptocurrency and ICO.
So
they saw Venezuela doing it and said, hey, we ought to do this too.
I wonder if the one in Marshall Islands will actually work because, again, what they have in Venezuela is
broken.
A website where you can put in a name, it doesn't have to be a real name, doesn't have to be your name, a passport number, doesn't have to be yours, doesn't have to be real.
So much for the KYC, know your customer.
Give an email address, you get the email, and then you have to click on it before it times out, and then it takes you to a website that doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, broken. So in the case of... I know that there's Onyx Coin, too, that's somehow hooked up with the Venezuelan government.
Never heard of it.
It's out there. I did an interview at the North American Bitcoin Conference, and I understand you can't listen to all the interviews, but that's one of the ones that I did.
Cool.
Or
maybe not cool. They're hooked up with the government?
Well, they are authorized, not, it's not a government coin, though.
All right.
So anyway, basically, this allows countries to, for their currency to be valued in a market that doesn't have to do with the bankers.
Sure. If they can actually put one out that functions.
Right. I mean, obviously,
we're still working on that.
So I'm on the website for Onyx Coin right now, and it says we want the 8 million Venezuelans to use Onyx Coin as a payment method for goods and services. So it seems as though there are people promoting their coin to the people of Venezuela, not they're promoting it to the Venezuelan government.
Well, as I understand in the interview that I did at the North American Bitcoin Conference, the government of Venezuela has authorized them.
Meaning they're not going to stop them.
They're not going to stop them. They're not going to bother them. They're going to whatever.
Yes. Until it becomes worth taking their office. I hope they don't have offices in Venezuela.
Right.
Let's
do a very good job making this functional. That way we can nationalize you later.
Which is what they do.
So getting back to the news about the Petro, the author of the article here at the Caracas Chronicles says the most scandalous, as if having a website that doesn't work and nobody can actually wind up buying your crypto, if that's not bad enough, the most scandalous statement that the government gave, and everyone then rushed to print, was that they had raised an amount of money so large that it would put the Petro in the top three valuations of ICOs above teams backed by deep pocket venture capitalists.
$730-something million in the first day.
And he says, now I won't bother to publish the figure here for the same reason that one should not print the name or picture of a mass shooter. When a nefarious actor that you want to stop seeks attention, you ignore him. Mm. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof, and the evidence here is quite weak.
Yeah.
The NEM blockchain, the network for transferring the Petro, allows anyone to see a full record of transactions, and there have been zero.
Zero.
All Petro are controlled by one address. So how exactly did they raise that much money? On promises that they'll send investors Petro in a few days? Who is that gullible?
It's been a week.
Caption as of February 22nd at noon, and I'm comparing what's in the snapshot that he has with what is on the blockchain right now.
You're looking
and
at the actual address where all the Petro are being
stored.
Oh,
he links over to it.
That's how it is, people.
The same exact information.
Right. Nothing's changed. You're saying nothing has changed
nothing
in that address
changed.
In the last week.
The blockchain shows that one address controls 100 million Petro, 78.6 Petro's pre-sale transfer, and 38.4 Petro pre-sales, whatever those actually mean. The figure Maduro gave is an anchor. If you read it, it's now stuck in your head. If you publish it, it's stuck in the head of your readers. If you speak it, it's stuck in the head of your listeners. Mm. It's newsworthy, and it's part of the strategy to sell the coin to as many people as possible. Combine it with the completely made-up $60 per Petro price and an attractive 60% discount. A mind trick, 60% off, an arbitrary price, and you've got yourself a good strategy to exploit human irrationality and to scam some fools.
If you had a working website, and they don't. And you have to wonder, for all of the interest that there is in the Petro, right? Like, if it had existed, and it doesn't yet, but if they could get their hands on the token aspect of it, because, again, the original plan was we release a token, raise a bunch of money with, like, Ethereum, or in this case, NEM, this other crypto, by selling the token, then they're going to launch the Petro. So we're still weeks away from the purported launch of this thing.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
The author here finishes. He says, so what should we do when Maduro says he got 8 million votes on the Constitution? When he says he's... partnering with a huge blockchain company that nobody's ever actually heard of, when he swears he raised 100 Maduro rillion trillion yuan. That's right, you ignore him.
But I want to know, how many times are people going to keep coming back and trying to buy this thing? Because it's now been a week, and they still have not presumably fixed their website. Otherwise, they would have sold some of these tokens by now. How many more times are the people who are even the most interested are going to keep trying again and again and again?
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.